Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
Sup, Chumbadas? How you all doing? This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat, and I'm your current GM, Jesse. How are you doing? And to my left.
Hi, I'm on the left. My name is Tanlin. I'm playing Madame Despair. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Hi, my name is Kim. I'm playing Aku, and I'm feeling very car emoji, smoke emoji, water gun emoji today, so I think it's going to be a good day.
I think Kim Tanner just described Metal Gear Solid 5. For those of you who get it, you get it.
Fuck, yeah. We're on that again.
Tips hat, m'lady.
Who are you playing, Tanner?
John. I'm playing John.
Jesus Christ.
Hey there, I'm Adam, and unlike my GM here, I'm certain that I'm a player. I'm Jesse, and I'm your current GM?
Question mark.
And I am playing Doc, Arthur Doc Kupersky. And I'm sure that everything will be car, fire emoji, gun.
Water gun specifically.
Yes, because they got rid of the regular gun.
Yeah.
All right, so quick recap of what's been going on. You guys have pretty much blackmailed and fucked over the mayor to the point that the Militech no longer backs him. And then you guys shot him and blew him up.
Whoa. What do you mean you guys? It was two of us.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah. It was only two of us.
Yeah. So the mayor's no longer a problem. And Mount Despair is now good friends with his former wife.
Uh-huh. Yep. Mm, good yep. friends.
Yeah.
Very good friends.
Yeah. History might say.
Close friends. History might say roommates.
All right, and then before we start, Tanner, you wanted to...
Yeah, so I mean, if we have some time, like, just, I want to, like, John would ask Aku, can I trust you?
I mean...
I think I can trust you, okay. Aku, and I need you to do something.
I was going
to
be a little hurt if you didn't think you could.
I do trust you, and I need you to do something for me. I think, can you do something for me?
Is it illegal?
Yes. I know okay. that you are not an explosive expert, and I know that I've asked you to deal with a lot of explosive ordinances in the past. However...
It's been like two times.
I need you to do it again, and I'll fund okay. the whole project, all, right. all the research you need to do.
All right.
I don't know if you need a lab. I think you have one.
What's the extent of this explosive, John?
Want a briefcase bomb. I want you to just load a ton of C4 into a bag. And I want the bag to be bulletproof.
In the briefcase?
Yes. And I want it to be bulletproof. And when I press a button, I want the briefcase to open up and a timer to start.
Oh.
And I want, once the timer's done,
mm-hmm.
For
someone to pop out and go surprise?
No, I need that. Okay, they can do that too, actually. But two timers. 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 maybe.
Why give them more time?
Everything bad happens. You get me?
Yeah.
Can you do that for me, Aku? If I fund the whole project?
I can. A cowboy with a briefcase is sick as fuck. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but hey.
And then I need you to write insurance on the side of the briefcase.
Okay, but like in what font of handwriting? Are we talking like type bold? Are we talking cursive?
Can that happen last? Let me get back to you on that.
All right, yeah. Think about it, and I'll reach out to you when I'm about to do that step, and you let me know, yeah?
Thank you, Aku. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I will get my handwriting to you soon.
All right.
Jesse. Mm-hmm. That all right? Can I do that, Jesse?
Yes.
And I look up in the sky.
God.
The materials will cost about 100 eddies. So, materials alone, 100 eddies.
Don't you tell me how much anything's gonna fucking cost, Jesse. Now you listen to me, you son of a bitch.
Grabs him by the shirt collar. Yeah.
Listen, John, if you need a loan, you always know who you can hit up.
I would rather kill myself.
Madame Despair, don't talk to John that way.
Don't talk to me or my son ever again.
I'd rather die in a fire explosion from insurance blowing up. I would do that.
Good God.
Gird, gird.
All right. But yeah, that's all, Jesse.
Yeah, and so I'll spend our downtime, whatever we have, to work on a briefcase bomb
right.
that goes surprise first and then explodes.
All right, so You guys do have a week until Ren's due, so you each get to do a little side hustle. Except Aku's doing that.
Yeah.
So, I'll pay you for that. Like I'll pay you like a salary, not a salary, but like, you know, a commission, you know, fee.
Listen. The most I'll ask from you is you to just come hang out, because if not, then I'll just be alone in my workshop, you know.
That's cool.
And yeah. I started to like the company.
Hell yeah!
So,
dude, you guys are salary. I'm hourly.
Yeah, I'll hang out with the coup instead.
They won't let me claim overtime, guys.
I have so much money; it doesn't even matter. I'm rich.
No law.
There it is.
It's iconic, bro.
Nar large.
All right. Well, then we'll start with Adam. You want to roll a d6, see how your week goes?
Oh, fucking one.
You patched someone up after a firefight, so you made 100 eddies.
John, you gotta stop. You gotta stop, man.
It was the explosive. We tried some, it didn't work in the lab.
I patch Aku and John up. Like, what the fuck, guys?
Mine's just like a little burn, because I was like, because I saw something go wrong, and then John was like, what's going on? And I told him a little too late, because I was like, uh-oh.
John has a hole in it.
Just like Helldivers.
Yeah. Just like Helldivers. I patched it up.
All right, and now, Mountain Despair, roll d6.
All right. I also got a 1.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. So you did a little side project for Arasaka, and they gave you a bonus, so you got 300 eddies.
Oh, shit.
You got 100.
The fuck, bro?
I can't do math. No one likes you.
That's fine.
I do love that the exec gets so much money for doing almost nothing.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
All right, now it's time to pay rent, so everyone pay rent. And then if you want to get Trauma Team, it's 500 for the month to get the silver package, and it's 1,000 to get the gold package.
One of us having Trauma Team is enough, right?
Yeah, for a day you could have one person picked up on one insurance.
I mean, I feel like, who has Trauma Team?
I can't.
Because I can afford Trauma Team.
I can also afford Trauma Team, and it might be a good idea given how John almost died.
Yeah, so. I'm gonna get the gold package Trauma Team.
Actually, John, you have a biometer, so like if you go unconscious and you have Trauma Team, it'll automatically call Trauma Team for you.
Then I think I'll get it for us. I mean, like, you know what I mean?
I've already got the golden one. I took it out. I'm not gonna add it back.
Alright.
So we all got Trauma Team.
Don't get Trauma Team, Kim.
Okay.
Because then you save the money.
Okay.
It works in
the I think we're talking about this like as one of the days you're hanging out, and it's like the day before paying rent. I'm like, I think I'm gonna get Trauma Team this time around, because like you passed the fuck out and I got what?
I think the exact same thing happens, except I already got Trauma Team. Oh, John, I got Trauma Team in case you passed
out. God damn it, I did too!
Shit!
So no to the Trauma Team?
Don't get Trauma Team, I got this. You can use mine if we need to.
Okay. Did you guys tell Matt if we were meeting up for drinks?
No.
What do you think the answer to that question is?
She knows. Fuck. All your phones are bugged.
God damn it.
Fuck. I'm just making sure, because I did not tell her.
Someone accidentally sent like 3 cocktail emojis into the group chat we have, and it's not the ones, it's just the 3 of us.
Shit. They're going to figure it out.
We
Jesse, meet up for like weekly drinks.
How much is gold Trauma Team?
1,000. Sorry, 1,000. So now it's the beginning of the month.
Do I make that briefcase box?
Oh, yeah, you do.
Okay.
So.
But Jesse, I need this thing to be like big boom.
Yeah. It's gonna do 12d6 damage.
That's perfect.
I like. I'm working on it. I'm like, is this big enough? And then you're like bigger, and I'm like, okay.
More. I need you to do bigger.
No.
Bam.
Yeah, that's my workshop. Into the roof. John, you're gonna have to pay for that.
No laws.
Yeah.
Dude, John lives in his own little world, dude.
Dude, John is
different.
John's just a cutie patootie.
John's just a cute little cowboy guy.
A cowboy living in a cyberpunk world.
That's right.
Anyways.
Because I am living in a material world, and I am a material girl.
All right, go ahead, Jesse.
All right, so it's early in the morning. You all get a call from Izanami, and she tells you guys, I need y'all to meet up as soon as you can, and once you're together in a car, I'll give you coordinates to go to. All
right, everybody want it? Car, cowboy car, ? In the group chat.
I put roller skate, puff of smoke.
Okay.
Like, you know? Like...
Yeah. No, I'm there.
I give you thumbs up emoji, the okay emoji, and then, the running guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you respond?
She says, okay.
Just K?
Yeah.
You say K? Yeah. I send back, I say, no, just that, and then I do emoji flip off, cowboy flip off, and just that in the chat.
And then I put in French fries, glass of milk, cow.
All right, and we head on to the mission.
I was like, what does that mean? I never realized.
You're given a coordinates of somewhere outside of Night City. It's a bit of a ways away. So she says, you guys are getting sent out to help out the nomad group, the Mojave Winds. They were recently attacked by the Chrome Torrent gang, and they're not doing good. So they've requested your guys' assistance to help.
Are we on a call with Izanami?
Yeah.
I ask, Izanami, are they all aware of who's coming to help them?
Yeah, that's why they were. We used you as leverage to get their business.
Oh. I look down.
What does that mean, John?
Tip my cowboy hat. Nothing. There's no bad blood between me and the Mojave Winds. Long story, I'll tell you about some other time. Anyways, Izanami, is there any other mission details that you have?
The clan leader will give you more information, but basically they were attacked in the middle of the night last night. And it sounds like they're barely hanging on, so.
What's the clan leader's name, Jesse?
Jorge Mictian.
While we're driving, because I'm in shotgun, I take out a dry erase board, and I write, "You know, Mojave?" ? And just like show it to John so no one else can see it.
I like do that little kid thing. What are you guys doing? Like in the middle?
I push Aku back by the face. Sorry.
I just nod back. Yeah.
Erase it. Friends? ?
I you write friends and then I'm like not looking at the road for a minute and I write Emily but like not the F underneath. Yeah.
I erase bold lovers ? Show to you.
And then I just give a knowing look.
I erase it again and then I just throw it out the window.
We have cartoons here.
We could use that.
No dogs. I have another one.
Nothing matters. Me and my friends can do whatever we want.
Doc keeps them on him in case he goes nonverbal.
Yeah. Because sometimes Doc gets overwhelmed and he just needs milkshake.
So you meet, John, you immediately recognize that this isn't where you normally make camp.
All right.
And so when you get closer, you see that they do like, when you have to make like a quick camp for a defensive, they just make like, have their cars in a circular perimeter around the camp as just like a basic barrier. And so you... And as you come up, you see, like, their cars. There's a lot of them are missing. And the ones that are there are kind of beat up. So.
Okay.
It's not in good shape.
Yeah. I'm going to pull up, but I'm going to pull up, like, outside the circle. I'm not going to, like, go into it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pull into camp. I'm going to have us walk them in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
Did Izanami say how much we're making for this already, or no?
I don't think she did.
No, he didn't.
Can we call Izanami back?
Yeah.
We forgot to ask, how much are we making?
This one's going to be pretty dangerous, so you guys going to be making 2,000 each.
Nice.
Sick. We're asking that, we're like parked outside, John's like, shit, and just watching them, like, the camp. All right, we got to do this, and then I get out.
Should I go knock? And I'm like halfway there already?
No, Doc, come here.
Oh, all right. Skateboard. I have my skateboard.
Be cool, everyone. And I tip my hat to them. To you guys.
Do we need hats?
No.
Are you sure? Because
I only have cool one, but you, I need that. Hats. No, but I only have one. I only have the extra one.
Do you think that they know you're running for mayor?
I haven't announced my candidacy yet in public.
Do you think if I make projections of hats that it would pass?
Are they registered to vote?
Some of them might be, but I think we could convince some of them to vote, to register to vote. If we,
back to the projected hat thing.
Okay, Jesse, we keep moving. We keep walking.
All right, so you guys walk in, and people are looking at John, and so they're a bit like it's more like they don't know what to do.
I'm gonna steal myself. Like I'm John's trying to look like just like solemn, cool, you know. Have my hands in my pockets.
Hey, we're John's buddies!
Fuck.
Yeah. So, out of the crowd, Jorge Mictian.
Sorry, I gotta see how it's written. Mictian.
Mictian. Yeah, actually, Mictian sounds good. Jorge McTane. He's McTane. He's so he, he's
like Michtane. Michtane, because it's a C and he's Hispanic.
Yeah, so he's a, he's an older Hispanic man, salt and pepper hair with a gray handlebar mustache. And he walks up to John and gives him a big hug. Like, John, it's good to see you.
I joined in on the hug.
No, he's like, oh, okay.
I thought you're not a hugger.
Oh, I mean, I am, but I don't really know you.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's my mistake.
Jorge, it's good to see you too. These are my friends, Doc, Aku, and this here is Madame Despair.
And that's her gimp.
Wesley.
And that's Wesley. It's a long story. I'll tell you about it some other time.
He has leather panties on.
Don't tell Doc that to my day. Jorge, you need to help us.
Like, turn to Wesley. Why did you tell him?
I'm sorry. I'm nervous. I thought he was going to hug all of us, and then he didn't. He wasn't going to hug all of us.
No, I was asking Wesley, why did he tell you guys he's wearing leather panties?
He didn't. We see his whale tail.
I'm going to draw that. Dude, I'm so powerful right now, you don't understand.
In canon.
So he's like, oh, well, I'm glad that you guys were able to get here so quickly, because this is a time-sensitive mission.
What's wrong, Jorge? What happened?
So yesterday evening, there was a massive sandstorm. And so we bundled up, we got ready for it. And then out of the sandstorm erupted all these vehicles, and it came out of nowhere. It was the Chrome Torrent, and they came in fast and hard, and they targeted our heavy vehicles and our lighter scout vehicles so we wouldn't be able to follow them. And then, as if it wasn't bad enough, a tank came out of the sandstorm.
What the fuck?
And caught by surprise, they just came in, tore us apart, and then left. So the whole thing only lasted like maybe 10, 20 minutes.
Were we able to eliminate any of the vehicles that attacked you?
Just a few, but we were able to heavily damage one of the grav lifts of the tank. So,
okay.
So that's the mission basically. Is we had a scout, our friend Lobos, follow him. And they're not too far. They're only a few miles away at an abandoned mechanic shop trying to fix it up. So, we want you guys to go. And either destroy it or bring it back to us. Whichever one you guys can do.
Well, Jorge, I can almost guarantee that you will have that tank by the end of today.
How many men were there?
No, we honestly don't know.
Give me just a rough estimate.
There were at least like 20 vehicles, but the tank seems to be by itself. I've been in touch with Lobos this whole time, and it seems like the tank just has maybe around 5 people with it right now.
Jesse, what do I know about Lobos? Like, as a guy, you know?
So she's a woman, and she's...
Damn, now I feel bad.
And she's kind of known as... She's one of your best scouts. She uses a motorcycle, and she's real known... She's known for being able to blend in real well. And so she gets somewhere real quick, and she can just, like, hide out for a long time.
Is she... Like, as a... Does she fight? Like, what weapons does she use?
She uses a sniper.
All right. That's what I was hoping.
Oh, so she's bad.
Doc, I have a question. Bad.
So she's a baddie.
B-A-D-D-I-E.
You just said Doc.
Yeah, Doc's me. Yeah. John, I have a question.
What's up?
Do you think your friends could, like, dig a pit really fast?
Well, Jorge, do you think could get the team to dig a hole real fast?
I mean, yeah, of course. We're right. Kind of looking after our wounded, so.
I think we dig a hole. Aku, you're going to go ahead and patch us into their walkies or their communication systems. We're going to tell them to meet us. They're going to drive the tank into a hole. We're going to take the tank.
Or we take Bikini Bottom and we push it somewhere else. That's not a bad idea. I'm into that. The only problem is getting it out of that hole.
Well, we have our new truck and we have some.
that's diegetic. John does that.
I just figured that your new truck could do anything, right?
Jorge, I got to tell you sometime. Jorge, buddy, we have a mission to do, but later, I got something to tell you about.
Playing to John's weaknesses. Him having the truck.
Right now, the thing, though, is that the tank's not working, because it's at the mechanic shop, so it's disabled, so...
I thought it was at a busted-down mechanic shop.
Yeah, it's in a busted-down... They just found, like, a mechanic shop on the way.
I see. So is the tank fully in up?
No, it's just one... So it has 4 grav lifts, and one of them is damaged. So it still moves, but it's real slow.
But my point was, like, if they're working on it, nobody's going to be inside it. So we that way we don't have to fight the tank unless people get inside of it. You know what I mean? We could have somebody sneak into the tank. You get me? I'm just, you know, spitballing.
I'm not like super duper stealthy, but I could try.
Little guy in a tank.
Little guy in a tank. Little
guy. So he mentions also they are sending a repair team to go to help fix it up. So,
do we know when they last heard about that? Like the timing wise?
It was a little while ago, so it'll still be a while before the repair team makes it there. Okay. But they will have like reinforcements with them. So
yeah.
You'll either want to intercept them first or try to get out of there before.
Try to get be faster, okay.
They also were able to keep an eye out. They did capture our drone pilot, Zolo. I don't know why they would take her. Anyway, if you guys could keep an eye out for her too.
The repair team arriving means I don't think we can wait for them to drive the tank anywhere, because if they do, then they'll have both the repair team and whoever's with the tank currently be facing a greater force. So, would you mind, or do I have Lobos's number?
Yeah.
I'll contact Lobos, see where she's at. We can see if she's gathered any information since, and then discuss a potential plan with her. And we could talk on the way, obviously, while we drive over. Jorge, is there anything else you can tell us about this?
They were surprisingly organized. This is... I could have never expected them to.
Do you know why they would come and hit you with so much force?
I don't know. Like, we've had a truce with them for so long, for a while now, and we haven't had any issues.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, if there's nothing else, all right, so then, yeah, you guys could head out. I think we head over there and, you know, try to sneak in the tank. That's my vibe.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Or at least stop them from getting in the tank, you know?
Okay. So I'll stay in the car, and I'm going to turn the music up really loud and drive past them, and then you guys just sneak in.
I like that idea, actually. I like that idea. So we'll drive over, and we'll talk about the plan on the way. I like that idea, actually.
Yeah, because I was thinking we make some sort of distraction to try to get their attention away from the tank, and then we try to...
No, I like that idea. I wish I had brought the big one. I don't know what I'm going to call that truck, but I wish I brought that one, too, because a tank plus an armored vehicle like that with a...
Oh, I thought we had
the armored vehicle.
Then, yeah, that's the one we drove in, right, Jesse?
Because
you didn't fix the other one.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah. Dude, so we do have it.
Yeah man.
Guys.
Oh, dear.
Oh, buddy.
No, that's so much more exciting. So, then I say, well, I'm glad I brought the truck then, huh? This one? Whatever we're going to call them?
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. Then I text Lobos. Did Jorge tell you I'm helping out with this? ? Smiley face. And then I'm like, fuck.
She just responds, yes.
Do you mind meeting up to go over the plan? ?
So she sends you a pin and it... So if you look at it, it's a little off the side. So there's a big hill next to the road that the mechanic shop is on. So she says, I have a good vantage point up here.
Okay, we'll meet you there in a really, 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 really cool truck. !
Cool.
Yeah, and then we head over.
Right.
In a really cool truck.
Really, really, really cool.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it, guys.
All right. So you make it there, and once you get to the coordinates, you notice there's like a little camo netting set up in between some rocks.
Okay.
And as you get closer, you see that there's that woman, there's Lobos underneath, hidden underneath it, and her motorcycle's hidden underneath it.
I crawl in it.
Lobos, like I make noise to make sure she knows that we're here. Like seeing Doc move
she's
forward.
She's like, be quiet.
I'm like halfway crawled in.
Be quiet. Come up here quietly.
How old is Lobos?
She's like in her late 20s.
Okay. I was trying to get a vibe for like where we rank, you know, against each other.
Let's get a little description.
She's sort of a short woman with shoulder length wavy hair. It's a little messy. She wears tan camo pants, a leather jacket, And yeah, and brown leather boots. And her face is painted up brown.
Lobos, how has it been? How you doing?
We're not doing well.
That was a bad question to ask. I apologize. So our plan, and then I'd tell her the plan.
I'm like, please excuse John. He's really nervous about talking to you guys again. He called you Emily. I'm not sure what he meant by that.
Let's just focus on the mission. Like, okay, this is time sensitive.
Can I hold that? And I'm like pulling at her rifle.
She's like, no, stop.
You're making too much noise. Quiet down.
I apologize for my friend. He hasn't taken his ADHD medication today. sorry. Our plan, and then I'm going to go over the plan. I'm going to tell her about the plan.
I mean, I guess that's fine, but the tank is still operational, although it's slow.
So I have a question. Do you think if we dug a pit and then hopped in their systems and then told them to come rendezvous with us as if we were their men, that they would have come and fallen in the pit?
I mean, their orders are to wait for the repair team to come get them.
So we disguise ourselves as a repair team on the comms. Do you think they would have come?
I mean, it's worth a shot, but if it fails, then we'll probably hop into the tank.
That, we didn't dig the pit, so we don't have enough time for that anymore. I'm just curious what you think of that plan.
That doesn't sound like a good plan.
Thank God. Like, John, thank God.
I grab a rifle and shoot it.
I'm just kidding. Well, the tank won't chase the car, though. It's too slow.
Yeah, but it'll still get out if there's threat.
Hmm. Well, it doesn't matter if it gets out. Well, it's a slow tank.
Yeah, but the goal is to not let anybody in the tank so we can hop in it, you know what I mean?
How tightly does the tank lock?
What?
Can we get in the tank after they get in the tank?
I mean, yeah, you could probably hack it.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, if you would like to... What is our plan? Because you're saying a lot of things that aren't giving us a plan.
Well, no, I thought the plan was that we drive the truck.
But now we're saying that, but that she's saying that if we do that, they're going to get in the tank.
Right. So, okay. So my thought now is that we just sneak in, try to get a coup in the tank, and if that doesn't work, then we start shooting people.
I don't want to get in a firefight.
Well,
how sturdy do the beams of this mechanic place look?
It doesn't look super stable.
Let's just collapse the building on them.
How many explosives would I be able to acquire on, like, just, like, I, Jesse, I'm kind of leaning into the whole explosives things now. No, I'm not going to use insurance, because, you know, that's for another time. But, do I have, like, C4, a lot of grenades on me? Could I have those? I'd spend money.
Yeah, you have some grenades on you. You have your big briefcase bomb, too.
Yeah, but that's insurance, and I don't want to use insurance right now.
I was thinking we just tie one of the poles up with the wire.
Yeah, the tow.
And drive the truck.
I mean, if it could break from one beam collapsing...
We would probably take two beams out that way.
Do you think so, Jesse? I mean, like, that's...
Yeah, well, the problem is that there is, like, a sniper on the roof. So she points at the sniper on the roof. So if you get your vehicle close enough, it'll probably alert people.
Well, why don't you sniper that sniper?
I mean, hey, I could, but if I miss, then we're in trouble.
Don't miss. And I click my rollerblades out and just beeline it into the like line of fire of that sniper so he could focus on me.
Okay.
Well, I don't know actually what the next step of this plan is, but Doc's got something going right now. I should probably stop talking and start doing something.
And start driving.
Yeah, he doesn't
fucking roller skating into the middle of it.
Shit, and then I go.
Really hope she doesn't fucking miss. Does she get advantage because I'm distracting this guy?
She will after he shoots.
Why does he shoot first?
Because you just start popping off, and she's like, "Oh shit!"
Shoot. It was
no, she had her gun on the side. She wasn't like ready.
Yeah, that was candy. Yeah, that was candy.
It's fine.
No, what matter what, this is a play, Adam. No matter what.
Hello, hello, friends, and welcome to this week's Middle of the Episode. Our first ad this week comes from our friends over on the Heart is a Dungeon podcast.
Do you not want to cry with us? You can cry with us. This is a unique experience. I haven't done this in some time.
Cried?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I don't believe I have anything to cry about just now.
Are all of my features Corvid like again, or
all of them but your heart for now?
Oh, but then my heart is like the size of my body.
Possibly.
Yeah, I'm a little wobbly. It looks like I'm very full.
Those with hearts that big always have to walk carefully.
God damn it.
I don't hate you. Why would you think that I hate you? I've never hated anything. I'm just heartbroken, and I just start openly weeping.
I think this takes me towards winter.
Oh, Pippa! Oh, no.
Do not like this form.
Just let it go, Lala.
Just let it go.
You continue to wound me.
The Heart is a Dungeon podcast, a TTRPG adventure for heroes and poets. Join us in this series and 26 friends as our fairy circus explores the land.
If you're looking for a TTRPG actual play podcast that highlights more indie systems, is very emotionally, narratively, character driven, and if you just want to be sad, because sometimes that's just what we do, is we unite in our sadness together as humans and our beautiful ability to tell stories, and The Heart is a Dungeon beautifully encapsulates that. So if you're looking for something like that, The Heart is a Dungeon will be right up your alley. And you might hear a familiar voice in that maybe sometime soon. Who knows? For our second ad this week, I want to switch it up a little bit and talk about a project that myself, GM Adam, and GM Tanlin are involved in called Castleton. Do you like Hunger Games? Do you love Bridgerton and are very excited for season 3 and is currently waiting for the second half of season 3 to drop? Because me too. Then you are going to love Castleton, a sort of mishmash of Hunger Games, Bridgerton, so much Regency romance, so much drama, maybe some fighting, who knows. Castleton is a story with over 100 players where the audience can help or hinder the plotline, scandals, rumors, and combat. This is being run by AJ over on Winter's Tales Co., and half of the proceeds are going to the Palestine Children's Relief Fund. If you want to catch the episodes live, they will be live streamed on twitch.tv/winterstales every Saturday night Eastern Time from June 1st, so it's already started, to July 27th. And if you've missed any of the episodes, you can go to their YouTube channel to also see the VODs. Adam, Tanlin, and I are playing a family unit in House Tempest. There's some drama, there's some scandal, you know, we're just trying to have a good time this magic season. So be sure to tune in every Saturday. We'll have the links to that in our episode description. Alrighty, friends, you know the drill. Back to our regularly scheduled programming, back to the episode.
Yeah, you get hit.
So far and away. Did you crit on me, Jesse?
Yeah.
Can you relax on that, bro? Fucking every goddamn time you roll on it.
Sorry! I don't do it on purpose.
I don't think you are, that's the thing.
I don't do it on purpose, probably.
So we're only 2d6s.
I won't. You roll them.
Okay. Alright, so you get shot in the arm and it's broken.
That could be a lot worse.
So ah! I fall over and pretend to be dead.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, ah! And then, like, just moving on the ground. I'm like, oh my god, Doc's gonna die right now. Like,
no, I just...
Like, you stop moving. He's gonna get double tapped.
I just hit the ground really hard. Shit.
So, you take 5 damage because of the crit. And then you take...
oh, yeah, because that just ignores. Yeah.
And then you take 25 damage.
Jesus fuck. Okay, hold on. I gotta do math. I had 21, so I take 9 damage. I'm laying on the ground and I just have a thumbs up like hidden on like the side of my body.
I did it, guys.
I hope that sniper at least gets shot.
She better fucking kill him. I got her advantage, so. You better crit on this guy, you bitch. Oh, he's critting on us. You're not gonna crit on your own fucking people. Jesse. Jesus fuck.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck,
that's
man.
Just what the dice decided.
You're the worst.
That's what the dice said.
You seeing this shit? You seeing this Home Alone 2 loss in New York shit? It's a grid system, motherfucker.
All right. So then, I mean, if we're just going in, well,
Hey, man, there were two options. It was either destroy the tank or take the tank, and I'm thinking we just destroy the tank at this point.
Yeah,
I mean, like, a building, like, a ready building. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, so she hits them, but she just kind of wings them.
I look at her just so disappointed, just...
Lobos, you crazy son of a bitch.
How close am I to the thing? Can I make a blitz for the
mechanic shop now? You can make her run for it.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not going to lay here on the fucking ground. I'm just going to turn and try to get to the mechanic shop, because I'm fucked up now. I'm not trying to stay out here in the line of fire.
So if
we're not driving into the building because he's going into the building.
You can drive into the building.
So, well, we're faster than him. So somebody needs to get up on the turret in the truck and just start fucking mowing people down. That's where we're at. Like, what do you guys want from me?
I mean, I think I can probably navigate the turret, right, Jesse?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I probably might be the best bet to do that, so I can do that.
All right, so then I'm just gonna start driving. I'm gonna try to hit somebody with my car right now, Jesse.
All right, so
ambush.
But oh no, hold on.
Yell ambush.
I do want to make sure I want to keep out of line of sight of the tank. Like if I see where there is an opening in the building, I want to be away from that. You get me?
There is like a big like garage door. It's closed right now.
Directly so. Towards that.
Okay. So it's going to take him a turn to, like, get into it and stuff. So I'm going to consider this a surprise round. So you guys each get a round, and then it'll take them a round to get it. So.
Should we roll initiative?
Yeah, let's roll some initiative. Tamlin, this is going to be your turn.
Woohoo! Well, we're just all hopping into the car. Am I the first one to get to the car?
Well, no, I think we're on our way already, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just start shooting, I guess.
Yeah, shooting out a window.
You do hear a motorcycle coming over in from a distance, so there is a possible motorcycle coming at you guys right now.
Lobos to get it. Text her. I get on comms. Text Lobos to get the motorcycle.
I'm driving. I look down at my phone and I start texting. I don't watch the road.
That's why you don't have fucking drive, is it?
No.
No Lobos. But do I see any people coming out of the building?
You do see in the window, there's a person kind of peeking out.
Okay, I'm going to try and pop a cap in there.
All right.
Motorcycle death emoji ? To Lobos.
Okay. She texts back, gun.
I text back hard.
I text you, make a chat. Make a GC.
I'm still not watching the road. I do that, Jesse. Anyways.
I send Lobos a gif of like a character going, I'm sorry.
So this guy is still pretty far away, so it's gonna be kind of a hard shot.
Yeah. 15.
Yeah. Nope, the first one misses, but you shoot twice.
I do shoot twice. 19?
Oh no, just close. You shoot the window out.
Damn.
You miss all this.
Wait, can I add my luck to that?
Yeah, you just need one more point.
One. Okay.
Yeah. All right, you hit him.
7 + 6.
13.
Yeah.
You did more damage to him than she did the sniper.
Oh, I'm so
Lobos.
I'm so much hotter than her.
I'm so pressed. I was like, you couldn't do it?
Yeah, one shot.
Our sniper
while she was distracted.
So much worse than their sniper, and it makes me really angry.
Yeah, their sniper broke your arm. Our sniper maybe clipped him.
Yeah, like I text back and I'm like, "Hey, what's LOL? What's Lobos' problem?" But it's in the chat.
Whoops, sorry.
Wrong chat. Deletes
different
it.
Lobos.
Yeah, different Lobos. wolf emoji, thumb down.
I text in the group chat. Did you see that, Lobos?
I was gonna say like. Fucking Madam Spray like calls her.
Can you believe this?
You see that shit?
All right.
So
Doc's turn.
Do I get there? Because I was like blitzing for it.
Yeah. Okay, so cool. you're like at the door.
Sick. What I want to do is I want to try to jam the mechanism that brings the garage up.
Okay.
And then I want to throw my two smoke bombs inside the broken window.
Okay. Well, you have a broken arm, so you can do one of those things.
What if I break my arm first? I break both arms.
You'll pass out.
I'll throw the smoke grenades in there and make it difficult for them.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good. You throw in smoke grenades, so
there's two of them.
Yeah, so I'll make it another turn for them to get into the tank. Then, so it's gonna take.
Hell yeah.
Next turn is when I lock the garage and then we light this bitch on fire.
The tank will live.
Yeah.
The tank will be fine. I feel pretty good about
that.
And
now I'm staying under the roof so the sniper can't get down and shoot me.
You're like.
All right.
I yell, like, you broke my arm.
He's like, good.
You're a bitch.
You're a bitch.
You're a bitch.
You're a bitch.
You're a bad shot.
I'm a great shot. You don't have an
really
arm.
Dead. I wasn't really dead.
Well,
you thought I was dead. I wasn't really dead.
How's that arm feeling?
Oh, it's fine. I'll fix it. I'm a doctor.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously not a very good one.
I'm a doctor on my side time, dude. It's what I do on the side. It's not even my passion.
It pays the bills, bro.
It pays the bills, but it's not. What's your passion?
My passion is shooting people, which I did really well.
Well, what's your side project?
You know, I like to bake.
What's your favorite thing to bake?
Well, you know, I like to make bread.
Smoke's coming out of it.
Like a little good sourdough.
Sounds like the sniper's a little distracted.
I like sourdough.
Oh, well, maybe if we don't kill each other, we could...
Well, if you kill all your friends, I'll give you money.
How much money?
I'll give you 1,000 eddies.
Give it to me right now.
What's your number?
What's your route?
He's like, he says his number.
do you mind if I put you in a chat?
Like, I mean, if it'll help with the situational awareness.
I put up in the chat, and it's Sniper Gang, and it's just Lobos and him, and I'm like, Lobos, you guys are going to snipe them together, LOL. And then I cash app him 1,000 eddies.
All right.
Dude, that started out as, what's your name? Fuck you!
Wait.
Do you want to open a bakery together?
Oh my god, they're literally like this.
Dude, he could be a part of a thruffle, dude.
Yeah, I cash out him 1,000 eddies.
All right.
And I put him in a group chat with Lobo.
Did you tell us?
No. Actually, no, yeah, I...
I was going to be like, we're shooting him.
I sent a screenshot of the new chat
that
says, Sniper Gang. And I sent it to you and I say, LOL. Two snipers.
A lot of R's.
Yeah, a lot of R's and some Z's.
I put 4 cowboy emojis in the chat. I'm excited.
No loss. And then I kind of just hang out.
Yeah.
Whose turn is it, Jesse?
All right, it's Tanner. John's turn.
I drive. Like, I don't know. You mean, like, I don't know that I can do anything else.
Well, I think you guys make it there, right?
Yeah, so you're trying. You got to go for the towing, getting the tow cable.
Yeah.
Okay, so give me a drive check, and if you get 13, then you're, like, right there.
17.
All right, yeah, so you pull up and ready to go.
Hell yeah. I'm going to text. No, you know what? I'm going to roll down the window, lean out. Hey, Sniper, I'm just letting you know we're about to pull the building down on everyone. So if you don't want to get hurt, you might want to get off of there.
Like, oh my, okay, thanks for letting me know.
No problem. I hope nobody else heard that. And then I floor it. I mean, you know, narratively.
You hear them coughing?
Yeah.
All right, now it's Kim's turn.
So do we have the cables around the building? Or is that something we need to do?
Someone needs to.
Okay, I'll start doing that then. All right. What do you need me to
roll? Well, we'll just say you do. I didn't
know. Okay, yeah. Yeah, then I'll just spend my turn putting the cables around the beams and... That'll all be right. Me right now.
And then Wesley is just going to shoot at the window randomly. Oh, shit. So he, like, shoots a pretty decent hole into the wall here.
good for Wesley.
Yeah. Oh, actually, he shoots twice. So he actually breaks his wall pretty well.
Oh. How does that help us?
Hey. All right. It's Lady Despair's turn.
Lady D, dude.
Say that again. That's not her
Madam,
name.
Madam
Despair, sorry.
There we go.
Lady D, dude.
That's not her name, dude.
Fucking, do I see any more heads peeking out? Or people trying to leave because of the smoke?
No, they're trying to scramble into the tank.
Okay.
But
Is the motorcycle visible yet?
Yeah, the motorcycle's coming in.
Can I try and shoot the wheel while
he's... Oh, shit, Zolo. There's somebody in here.
Oh, no. So, because you didn't... You guys left before she could explain everything. Zolo might be in there. You don't know.
I text Lobo and I'm like, LOL, is that guy in here? Question mark.
Girl.
Oh, yeah.
So she says, I don't know. I didn't see her. I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
I respond, bet. with money signs.
Shit.
Anyways, I want to shoot this wheel of the
It's going to be a hard shot, out. But yeah, you can do it.
Just do what I can, bro.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Text the sniper. No. Can I talk as a free action?
Yeah.
Sniper, I have a question for you if you don't mind. I have a friend in there who you helped kidnap earlier. Do you know if she's still in there?
We took the captive away. We didn't keep her with us.
Oh, thank God. Thank you. Sorry.
I didn't mean her.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. That's a 16.
No, that's not enough.
It's okay. It's not worth it. Actually,
18.
No, it's still not enough.
Dude, fuck. How much to get there? I'm not gonna.
Two
use
more.
All. Really?
Yeah. You got. Well, no, you got 16 or 18.
18 on the.
Oh
second
yeah,
one.
Two more.
Should I use my luck?
Do you want to use the turret also? Because that's free right now.
Oh, no one's in the turret.
Because I had to help.
So it just means more damage, if that's okay, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, you could say that you were using. Yeah, because then it's only. So you would have hit both of them then.
Oh, okay, cool. If I clambered out.
All right, roll your damage.
Shook my ass a little bit. What is it?
5d6.
Okay. Yeah, 5d6.
Okay. I hate playing TRPGs because all I do is fucking math all the goddamn time. Damn, I'm not good at it.
It's fucking addition, Tanner. D6 is the best, bro. Like,
29 damage! Shut up!
Oh, shit. So, yeah, you shoot the tire, and this guy flips into it and tumbles, and he's dead. Oh, like, he's still alive, but he's not doing well.
Well, good job, Madam Despair.
Thanks, man. I don't like seeing so many numbers. She says that.
I execute Madam Despair.
My nose bleeds.
Yeah. Well, she's like, glow! Good job!
We're gonna fuck later.
Yeah! Oh. I'll get the strap on! Luda!
Clicks his little heel.
He's wearing spurs. I'm like, give me those back!
I like that she dresses him up for the mission.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Little cowboy outfit. Yeah.
It's all of my clothes but tailored, and I'm like, no, I like those!
Listen, she's been plotting on the cowboy, but...
Got a little ascot on.
Oh, yeah. Little gay little
give me
ascot.
That.
But he still has that whale tail.
Oh, yeah, that. Totally. His jeans playing. Are actually low-rise, so that shows it up more.
All right, well, it's Adam's turn. All
right. Is that guy still laying down on the ground? Does
yeah.
he look dead?
He's still alive, but he's like, he has some broken bones.
I'm just gonna kind of like skate over there.
Okay.
And, like,
he's like, hey, oh, help me!
Do you know where Xolo is, or Xolo? Xolo?
I text you, Xolo.
How is it spelled?
It's X-O-L-O.
Xolo. Do you know where Xolo is?
I assume you mean the captive? We took her back to base.
Where's base?
It's the old train junction.
All right, so I'm going to help you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, close your eyes, breathe in. And I should fucking shoot him in the head.
Doc fucks. Like, bro.
And then I just send trains to the group chat.
And then I text back Xolo.
And I send back trains.
All right. Also, thank God you asked, Adam, because I assumed it was spelled Z-O-L-O, because, you know.
I figured it was X-O-L-O.
That, good call.
Yeah, well, only because the Michite.
Yeah, no.
Because these guys are Hispanic and indigenous themed, as I was reading through Jesse's notes. When I was like, let me see what his name is. And then I was like, wait.
Anyways.
Yeah, Tanner.
Is the thing ready?
Yep.
Nobody's near it?
Aku, I assume you just get back in there.
Yeah.
Did the sniper leave?
Yeah, yeah, so he's climbing down.
I'm waiting at him.
I lean out my window, I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it, and then I floor it.
All right. I mean, this car is pretty heavy, so I think you just kind of do it.
It's a military vehicle.
Yeah.
Probably horrible on gas, though.
We're losing so much money on gas.
All right, yeah, so you easily... pull out this, it's a pretty worn down building, so the whole building collapses on top of them, and you hear people screaming inside as they get crushed.
Ooh.
Do they keep screaming?
Yeah, there's a few of them that you're like, ah.
I'm walking over, like, oh, I'm a doctor, let me help you.
Like, please help.
Hold on, Doc, hold on. Is there anyone in the tank?
No, because he threw in the smoke grenade, so it took him an extra turn to get in.
All right, keep going. And I tap him.
Are you okay?
I'm being crushed.
What kind of tech do you have?
I have cyber eyes to help link with the tank, you know?
Oh, that's really cool. If I let you out, are you going to try to kill me?
I don't think I can. My legs are crushed.
Oh, your legs are crushed?
Yeah.
I actually have the perfect fix for that. Look that way.
Looks.
Just starts executing.
I kill all these guys.
Okay. Yep, they're all dead.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, we probably should have asked some of them questions.
Sniper, what's your name?
Fred.
I have it as Sour Joe in my phone. Do you mind if I keep it that way?
Sure.
Okay, Sour Joe. Do you know anything about the Baba Yaga?
I mean, we work with them, but I'm just like a dude, you know? I don't...
All right. So we're probably going to go to your base and kill everyone there.
But we got to get the grab tank.
We got to get the grab tank first. Was 1,000 enough and you're going to kick rocks or like you're going to make it an issue?
I mean, look, could you just give me a punch in the face to make it look like...
Well, you can't go back because I just told you we know where the base is.
I mean, look.
So how about this? We trap you under rubble, and then after we, like, do whatever, you get out later.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, and I punch him in the face. Sorry, I forgot the plan.
I forgot the plan.
And then
plan.
I just, like, bury him under rubble, and I take a sniper.
Okay.
I'll toss him some water, though. It's hot out here.
That's nice. I leave him some food.
You're like, oh, that sniper was given to me by my mother.
Is that true?
No.
Do you have any sourdough on you, Sour Joe?
I mean, I always keep a little bit on me.
Can I have a little bit?
Yeah, he grows into his. Hey, he does a little bag.
If you ever open that bakery, you let me know.
Okay.
You know what? I transfer him another 1,000 eddies, and I'm like, work towards your passion. Don't just pay the bills.
The little tear goes down his head.
Dude, we're making difference in people's lives. Dude, Mayor John sounding pretty good right now.
Also, are you a registered voter?
No.
Okay. Remember? John Reynolds. Remember that name.
Register to vote. John Reynolds.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. He makes a note on his phone.
Thank you.
All right. I'll take the grab tank back, and then what do you want
to
drive?
There's a bunch of rubble on it, so it might take a while to get all this rubble off. And then there is the repair team coming.
How sturdy does this tank look?
But, I mean, if we get in the tank and we just start shooting.
It's pretty sturdy. It doesn't look like the collapsed building did that much damage to it.
Well, I want to put the grenades on top of it to blow the rubble off. Would that fuck up the tank?
I mean, it'll damage it. It won't, like, destroy it.
Is the rubble wood?
No, it's like stone-ish.
I like, to Kim's point, can we just get in the tank and when they get here just start fucking firing on them?
Yeah.
And that was my thing. It's like, we have a tank.
Yeah.
I have a sniper, so I'm going to go hang out with
Lobos.
Yeah, we have a tank and an armored vehicle. I think we might be okay.
So we kind of just pincer them, and then me and Lobos will... I will pick off stragglers, and Lobos will shoot as well.
Sausage Joe.
We'll maybe clip someone.
Yeah, and I skate away.
Sausage Joe, or whatever your name is, you're going to want to be careful right now.
Just getting away. Sour Joe!
Sour Joe... It's like sourdough, John says. Sourdough.
That's not his name.
Sourdough. Sourdough, you should be careful. We're about to do a whole thing. Kill some more your people.
I'm dead.
Okay, I'll act dead.
Yeah, but also be careful because we're about to blow shit up. Anyway, who wants to get in the tank?
Act dead cautiously. I can do that.
All right, Aku, you have fun there, buddy. And then I pat you on the back, and then I go back to the car. And Tanner starts talking like John. I go back.
I'll follow to the car also.
I ask Lobos if she could set my arm.
She's like, well, I mean, I'm not much of a doctor, but I can give it my best.
Never mind. And then I set my own arm.
Okay, it's a broken arm. A paramedic of 13, or a surgery of 13.
Jesse, I got a 30.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, fuck! <You're good.
laughs> I'm like, I think it's fine now.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I probably had some, like, what are those, like, steroids on it to just, like, inject, and then the swelling stopped. And then I just laid down with it next to her with the sniper rifle. Whose sniper rifle is better?
I mean, hers is a little bit nicer.
If yours is so nice, why couldn't you kill Sour Joe, Lobo?
Look, the wind was in my eyes, so, you know, it's just not an easy shot.
You want to give me some tips on sniping? Because this is my first time.
Oh, you know, just... Breathe in and breathe out, and as you're breathing out, squeeze that trigger.
So I'm going to do it the opposite of what you just told me. As historically, you have not shown us anything impressive.
I mean, I hit him.
Yeah, but like, he looked fine when I saw him. I'm going to level with you.
In the group chat with Lobos, because we have one, right?
Yeah.
I am so happy my two best friends are getting to hang out. Smiley face.
I do offer Lobo some sourdough from Sour Joe.
Oh, she's like, I'm not hungry. Good.
There's no way you're not hungry.
I'm not hungry. I don't want some weird sourdough from some weird sniper.
Love you guys.
Do you not like sourdough?
No, sourdough's fine, but I'm not going to take anything from a Chrome Torrent, bitch.
Bitch.
I just eat it. It's really good.
It can't be. They're all dumb. They can't make good things.
He has a passion. What's your passion, Lobo?
My passion is driving.
Then why are you doing this?
Because, I'm sorry, I'm trying to look out for my boys.
Go get in the armored vehicle and send John this way.
But,
you go drive that armored vehicle, Lobo.
But I'd have to, like, run down there.
We need two snipers. Come on.
You're going to be the other sniper.
Actually, you know what? I might be better. Wait.
She's,
is that a shoulder arm?
I think she's a really good sniper.
What's her bonus, Jesse?
15.
Fuck, I'm one shy. I could make shots. Anyways.
What would my bonus be?
Shoulder arms.
Yeah, you're one shy, but it's you rolling and not Jesse.
That's a good point.
Mine's 10.
That's not bad.
All right, yeah, so I'm going to wait and just start fucking sniper ruin when people get here.
Aku's in the tank.
Yep.
So it does require two people, one to drive and one to use the turret. So you can just be in the turret and it won't move, or you can have someone driving it.
I feel like drive just in case.
Do you want someone to drive? Like it's a nice thing. Or I can have Wesley sit in there. Yeah. It's armored and safe. Yeah, go in there.
All right.
My sweet boy.
Yeah.
The whole time he's just talking about how great
mine is. It's really awkward. I'm so tense. I'm like, oh, please stop talking. Please stop talking. I don't want to hear this. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds great, Wesley. Mm-hmm.
Jesse, thanks for letting me
know. It's a 5d6.
Oh, okay. Wesley's like, you know, Matt has mentioned your, you know. I'm like, I don't want to talk about that, Wesley.
Right,
I really don't want to talk about that.
It's just one. Where are you positioning your vehicle?
About 20 feet to the side of the tank.
Okay.
There's no point hiding it. Like, there's nowhere to hide it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And then Madden Spare's in the vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to be in the turret?
Yeah.
Yeah, the turret of the vehicle. Yeah. Just so we have some arm there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to text, while we're waiting, I'm going to text Jorge updates.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, got the tank, made a friend, !! Sholo.
Sour Joe.
Sholo is in base at train depot going after her ? After we beat up more ? I'm sorry. I love you guys. Send. Fuck! Madam Despair! Madam Despair, how bad is this?
Oh, you're so lucky you're cute.
That's the noise he makes.
I don't know, like, so Lobo, how long have you known John?
Pretty most of my life. He was a solid guy. It's too bad that he got kicked out.
Oh! Why'd he get kicked out?
Oh, well, you know, we made peace. We made a peace with the Chrome Torrent, and he broke that peace.
That sounds exactly like John, actually. I can't even lie.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing, so I can't really talk on a high ground in terms of that. He saw what I did.
I'm
a pretty impulsive kind of
executed fella. A bunch of dudes, but they're Chrome Torrent, so they're not really people. So it's
okay. And, well, you see, because the thing is I was just like a nice little doctor. You know, I wrote a dissertation on cyberpsychosis.
Oh.
And that was like my field of study for the most part. And I was trying to cure it for a while. And now I do this.
Oh, cool. So you take lives instead of save lives.
I save lives. A lot of times I do a lot of free work on weekends.
Oh, that's nice.
I go around.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, I try to be a glass half full kind of guy.
Okay, well, they're coming, so we should probably be ready up.
I want to make bets on who's going to get the most kills, me or you.
Yeah, I'll put 50 eddies on me getting more kills.
I'll put 50 eddies on me getting more kills.
Okay.
This is fun. I like this.
All right, so in the distance you see that there's like a big truck that you're assuming is the repair truck with like tools and stuff inside of it. There's a car in front of it and behind it. The one behind has a turret, and then there's a motorcycle on either side.
Okay, so there's a big truck.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are in that truck?
You have a sniper, so you could kind of see. So you see that there's two people in the truck.
Yeah, I want to take out the driver of the truck.
Okay. So they're still pretty far away.
Okay.
Oh, so actually easier that they're farther away.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, it's a 16.
I got a 19.
Okay, so yeah, you hit them. 15. So yeah, so you hit them pretty good. So you aimed for the driver, right?
Yeah.
Let me see if he's.
I want him to hit control. The bikers. I want him to swerve.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a check.
I'm keeping
to see
track of kills.
He's able to keep control. I'm gonna give him disadvantage.
Okay.
Yeah. So he kind of keeps control, but he does hit one of the motorcyclists. So that guy.
Doesn't fall.
Yeah, he falls off, and he seems to be at least not moving.
I look at him and I'm like, does that count?
No, that doesn't count. You didn't shoot him.
That counts, though.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
We said kills. We didn't say shots.
You didn't kill the guy you shot.
Okay, but that guy's dead because of my shot.
I mean, technically, fine. We'll count it as half a kill. How about that?
That sounds fair.
Okay. All right. So now...
Does Lobos take a shot?
Yeah, you know what? Lobos will take a shot.
Here's the guy I shot. You bitch!
Dude, it's so funny. She's gonna kill Studio.
Standing on the fucking shoulders of giants! I push her. I start struggling on the sniper. You guys die.
Where's our fire support?
We're fucking fighting.
She got a crit.
Oh. Dude, she's gonna kill Studio right now.
Eat the sourdough.
Fucking sand and shit in it, too. Dude.
It's not just
Doc has fun.
Yeah, Doc's a good time. Doc's just waiting until he dies.
So yeah, so she kills the driver.
I just look at her deadpan.
So it kind of turns, and the other motorcyclist is able... Oh, let me see if the other motorcyclist dodges. Yeah, he dodges.
Oh, okay.
So the other motorcyclist dodges, but the car behind him with the turret ends up, so it kind of goes sideways and rams into it.
Uh-huh.
So he rams into it, and his car's pretty badly damaged, but it's still going.
You feel good about that, Lobo?
Yeah, that was great. I mean,
about that kill still.
Yeah, and there was even the passenger. So you know what? Maybe we should kill the side things.
The passenger counts as a half kill.
Fine. All right. So what do the rest of you guys want to do? They're still pretty far away.
Madam Despair, would you like me to move forward, try and get a shot, or should we just stay here?
I say we just wait. Why? Right. We already have a formation.
So, yeah, you guys could like ready in action. Yeah. So if they get into range.
Ready.
So, Madam Despair, how old exactly are you?
Never ask a lady her age.
I wouldn't if I was talking to a lady. I'm just messing with you.
I can show you a real lady.
Whoa!
All right,
The chat dings and it's a photo of John Wilkes Booth.
Okay.
It's me.
No, I got it. Yeah, I fucking got it. Whoa, hey, hold on, Adam. Wait.
Aku, are you gonna hold your action too?
Yeah, I'm gonna hold until they get closer.
Alright. So they start speeding up and they're moving in. So you guys
can we shoot again?
Well, so they can.
Oh, okay. Dude, fucking Doc sent a picture of the assassination, like the painting, the famous painting.
Yeah.
We're like, what?
What did he say?
What is this?
Yeah, they take shots, I can't.
You can open your window and shoot.
I'm going to take a finely aimed revolver shot.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're going to get it.
You are.
Well, it's going to be a 25 with your revolver.
Don't take that shot.
With your assault rifle, it's only a 13.
So you have to roll a 10.
So as long as you don't move, you can use your assault rifle.
Fine, I guess. It's way less cool, but... No, fuck it. Revolver.
No, wait. Spend your luck points.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take a finely aimed revolver shot.
Who are you shooting?
The easiest target to hit.
It would be the guy on the motorcycle, probably.
Alright, I'm gonna do it. Because handgun is 14, no, 23, hit.
That's a 25.
Ah! then I use 2 luck points.
Alright.
Oh, we're stupid.
And then, oh yeah, damage.
We have fun here.
We have fun. 25? I can't even hit that. That's impossible.
Yeah, it's far away.
Jesse, it sounds like you're a subpar DM.
What? Start shitting on Jesse's
Maybe you should just be a better shot. Did you
think
of that?
Oh, man. You built this character. Dude, crit.
Oh, nice.
Turns out you just have to talk shit when you roll damage.
And a crit. Kid confirmed.
So you shot off his leg. So I'm just going to say he's going to... Let me see if he keeps controlling, which is going to... I'm going to give him disadvantage.
I shot off his leg?
Yeah, you shot off his leg.
His leg's off.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, so he falls off his bike.
Interesting.
Yep.
Dude, playmakers.
I send in the pool, and I'm like, John, quick, put 50 down. Put 50 down.
50? Question mark?
Just down. Say yes. Just say
yes.
Adding John to the...
Yeah, add John to the kill pool.
Lobos is like, I still got 1.5, so I'm still...
Yeah, right
was
now.
Was that in the group chat?
Yeah, we're doing this in the group chat now.
sends in 100.
Who's that for, madam?
Me and my...
You can't do two. You can't do two.
I put in two.
Okay. I thought you were saying 100 on
fine.
You.
No, no.
Wesley's just driving.
He's a part of it.
Okay.
Wesley's 100% not going to be
if you put it in the group chat, I also want to be in.
Yeah. So we're all in the Deadpool.
You guys, we're having a fun time.
Wait, fuck. I gotta remake this now. Because it's bigger. Okay. We got Doc.
Who there is it?
All right. So Tanlin or Aku, which...
Well,
Aku
like does this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll shoot with the turret. What's all right, what's the
put it? Oh, this. It is 17.
23.
Oh yeah. So which one are you shooting? So there's two cars. One has a turret.
I will focus on the car with the turret.
Okay. And so I think it's like 8d6s.
All right. Word.
Yeah, you hit that thing. Nail.
Give me d6. Yeah. 26 damage.
Yeah, I think you just blow it up. Yeah, you blow it up.
Sick!
There's two people in that one.
Shit.
Oh,
how many people are left?
Yeah, wait a minute. Why did we join into a pool with somebody who has a tank?
That was up to you guys!
I myself had a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Dog was like, shit.
So there's one more car. And it's...
My turn.
Yeah, then now the turns go back to the top. Yeah. So, he still has.
You're on.
Yeah.
If I shoot at the car's like engine, can I make the car explode?
Yeah.
With my turret.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That's what I
so want. It'll be a -8 because you're like focusing on it.
Fuck.
So you need it's a shot of 13 though.
I'm gonna use 2 luck points. Yeah, they both hit.
I don't want to give Madam D the money.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
You roll 10 d6s.
Okay.
You shoot out the engine. Let me see if it explodes. I'll just do it for that. No, it doesn't explode. But the car is
off. How many people were in that one?
So there's three people in there, but the car is still—they're still alive. Oh, okay. So they're gonna get out.
No, fuck.
But they're just kind of out in the middle of nowhere. They don't have any cover or anything. Well, other than this car.
This is my turn.
I call them all on a group call. Don't fucking hit those people. Don't fuck. Those are my kills. If you swoop in and third party my kills, I swear to God, I'll sue you.
I like FaceTime you and I'm like, no one likes a sore loser.
I'll sue you.
Violence.
Yeah, so it's your turn.
Do any of them have like any like incendiaries on them or anything?
I mean. They did have some kind of grenade.
I want to shoot like the bomb of the grenade to try to blow up two of them.
Okay, it'll be a -8.
A -8, okay. Yeah. And then, but, so I, what is it to hit?
I think it's just a 13.
I get a +10.
It'll be a 15, sorry.
10, and I'm going to spend 3 luck points to hit it.
All right, so yeah, you hit it. Yeah, so it blows up, he's on fire. And so because the engine's leaking oil because it's all shot up, so it ignites the engine and so the car explodes and it kills them all.
Someone mark that down.
How much is two?
Three.
Three, fuck.
I took all three of you.
Dude, Madam calls in. Sued.
I send in a picture of like the sniper scope on your head.
Do it, pussy. Do it.
Fucking do it. That's all of them, yeah.
Yeah, that's all of them.
Damn it.
I transfer 50 eddies.
Yeah, I collect my fucking cash.
Oh, yeah, I give you 100, huh?
That's 150, so 250. I get 250.
You guys, maybe we should just do this every firefight from now on. It's really
funny.
Yeah, it is.
Well, if we did it earlier, I would have had way more kills because I executed like 7 people.
But you still won.
But I want to win harder.
This is Adam talking now.
You guys are bringing Doc's will to live back by killing people.
All right. So you guys have this tank.
So I text train emojis and then a question mark.
And then I say, they're at the train station, LOL.
Oh, so Jorge messages George after he mentioned that you guys are going to... He goes, don't attack them. They will kill you. There's a lot of them. And it's a fortified position. You, it's John.
You said George, that's all.
Oh, sorry. John. It's fine. Yeah. No, George messages John.
Okay.
Or Jorge. Sorry. Anyway.
Jorge
He's like, don't do it. It's fortified. You guys will get killed.
I thought you said there's only like, tell him I thought we said there was only like 20 guys.
Jorge, we thought there was only 20 guys. I'm saying this I type it.
In the attack, in the people that attacked us. There's still a lot more Chrome Torrents and other...
Oh, that's right. It's their base. I'm saying this as I text the same thing to Jorge.
I want
to
check their bodies for walkies.
Yeah, they'd have, like, walkies.
I'm like, okay, set the tank up over there. Set the truck up over there. Let's draw a line and we'll get a
couple of them out. Hold on. We can't do this every time.
No, John, listen.
Jorge, they have Shola?
Yeah.
What do you propose we do?
Bring the tank. If you have the tank still intact, bring it back, and we're going to ready up for a counterattack.
Okay. Sounds fun. Exclamation point. Glad to be back with the gang. Gun, like, two finger guns, cowboy.
Madam just takes your phone and stop.
Should I not send it?
Don't send it.
Can you give me Jorge's number, please?
God, you're like a ex-girlfriend.
Jesus. And I just give you my phone, and then I like walk out, and I'm like,
Just Jorge, Doc here. We are the Counter-Strike? Send it.
No. We need more equipment before we Counter-Strike.
And then I send back for Gotham.
Just bring it back. Bring back the tank if you got it.
Yeah, we take the tank back.
Yeah, like, no Gotham.
Wesley, drive!
And it's just chugging along.
Can I help tow it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like push it, you know, like, maybe it's working its engines.
Yeah, you can help talk.
And John!
When we get back, can I ask them for more sniper ammo?
Yeah, they'll give you more ammo.
I'm a sniper now, guys.
Lobo still ride with us?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she has a bike. Never mind.
Can I ride bitch on Lobo's bike?
No, she's like, don't. Please. No, I don't. Please. No, I'm leaving.
We're both snipers.
Get out of here.
I don't care.
Okay,
can I just hook onto the back and I'll have my skates out?
No, here's the thing. Thank you.
Dude, he did make a pretty impressive shot. He might be a better sniper than her.
Lobo, please. We're friends, dude.
No, we're not friends.
You're friends with John and I'm friends with John.
No, that doesn't make us friends.
I'm one of John's closest friends.
I don't care. I don't like you.
Why don't you like me?
Because you're mean to me.
What was I mean to you?
You called me a bad sniper. I'm a good sniper.
Well, I got shot in the arm so you could get the shot, and then you didn't do anything.
We're off in the distance. I'm just like, man, I'm so glad they're getting along.
Although maybe it was your sniper's intuition that he was going to join us.
Yeah, that's probably it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I could tell when another sniper has honor.
Do you think I have honor, as I am now a sniper, as I have the sniper in my hand?
Well, I watched you execute a bunch of dudes, but they were Chrome Torrent. They weren't real people. You know what? You're all right out of my book.
Can I ride bitch?
Sure.
Yes. Doc always rides bitch.
That's the second time that's happened.
Doc always
first
wins.
First the baker and then this.
Oh, yeah. I go and take all of the like Chrome Torrent's phones and I transfer all their eddies to the baker.
Okay.
To Sour Joe. Because they have Sour Joe's information, right?
Yeah. Well, you would need Wesley to hack their stuff.
So I just collect the phones and I'm like, Sour Joe, I got you, my guy. And I message Wesley like, hey, can you hack some phones for me?
Yeah. Well, he'll be like, I could transfer them over.
Yeah, so I have him transfer over all of their money to Sour Joe.
Okay. Sour Joe is going to open his bakery.
Dude, we're changing lives.
We are.
All right.
We're fucking business owners.
Dude. Yeah, we're doing great.
Entrepreneurs, bro. Yeah.
All right, you guys head back, and that'll be the end of today's mission.
30% stake in Sour Joe's bakery.
So this is what happens. So you know how you wanted to open up a new thing? We get him in on it, and so it's like you and him bakery.
We get like a duplex situation going.
Yeah.
Where they're just right next to each other, and it's
And so like they go to a doctor visit and then go to the bakery, or if they need to get something fixed, then they go to the bakery after. Or while they wait, they can always just go get some Sour Joe sourdough.
Is it very sanitary to have?
That's
a mechanic shop right next to.
They're not in each other. They're next to each other.
It's like a combination pizza hut Taco Bell.
Yeah, it's actually.
We live in Night City, Jesse. Let us be happy.
Jesse, is it sanitary to have a pizza hut and Taco Bell combined?
No, it's a common like AM PM Taco Bell. You know how they have those where it's like a gas station Taco Bell.
There's an AM PM Wendy's by us.
There is.
What?
The Wendy's just attached to it. It's not like in it. There's a McDonald's AM PM in. Thank you guys. Is that it? Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
Jesse, sign us off.
All right. This is Jesse signing off. This was 5 GMs in a trench coat.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We're having so much fun playing Cyberpunk Cyber.
Punk Red.
Cyberpunk Red. I was like, Cybertruck. Cyberpunk Red. If you're enjoying this and you're liking our second season, keep tuning in. We have some mini-series you can listen to. If you haven't finished the first season, go finish the first season. It's a great time. We have a great time. If you really, really like what we're doing, and you can go ahead and follow us at 5Gym and Trenchcoat and at 5Gym's official on all platforms, pretty much. So at 5Gym and Trenchcoat is going to be on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. And then at 5GM's official is going to be on Blue Sky and X/Twitter. You can find us at 5GMs.com. If you go there, you can find links to all of our stuff. You can also find our Ko-Fi, which if you really, really like us, you can leave us a small little tip or something if you feel so inclined. If you don't have the means for that, we'd love being liked, shared, commented on. Show us to your grandmas. Grandmas love us. And yeah, that's all on this end. But if you do like what most of us do here, you can go ahead and head over to Adivan's Armory at Adivan's Armory on everything. We make 5e supplemental content. It's pretty cool. Tanlin.
Hi, I do the art for this podcast mostly, and also Adivan's Armory, Gremlin Frog Art on Twitter and
2Gs.
5GMs.
And Tanner!
I do a thing right now. It's called Key to Other Worlds. It's on Substack. It's about immersion in popular entertainment. If you like that sort of thing, come check it out.
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye, thank you!
Hello! Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on our social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thank you, and catch you in the next episode.